New figures from the Department of Jobs and Small Business show that employers are signing half as many wage rise agreements with employees as 3 years ago. But in the September quarter, those that were being negotiated only increased by just over 2%, down from 3.5% in the same period in 2014. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he has made wage growth his new focus.
My government's determination is to ensure that we do everything we can to put more money into the pockets of hard-working Australian families. And you can see we're doing that already. We're seeing strong jobs growth across the country. What we want to see now is stronger growth in wages.
Workers in construction, administrative roles and hospitality saw the highest wage increases. But it's bad news for retail and mining workers, who recorded the lowest. It means their pay rises will barely keep up with the growing cost of living. Small Business Ombudsman Kate Carnell has told Sky News that Australians are having to get used to a new reality.
We've seen increases that have outstripped inflation for a very long time, and now we're not. And that causes a very real problem for Australians, because we've got household debt, we've got the house, we've got our, you know, houses, our mortgages and so on. We're used to pay increases that outstrip inflation, and now we're not getting them.
Labor's Employment Minister Brendan O'Connor says the government isn't doing enough.
People are struggling to make ends meet. When Malcolm Turnbull says he is doing everything he can, clearly the evidence says otherwise.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has had to defend pay rises for government staffers. Taxpayers are reportedly contributing to an $840,000 pay top-up authorised by Mr Turnbull for political staffers in his government. Media reports suggest Mr Turnbull has personally intervened to give wage boosts to 30 government employees. He hasn't denied the story, instead moving to justify the top-ups.
There are a number of people who have come from senior positions in the public service into, being in effect seconded into political offices as advisers. That's a long-standing practice and precedent. I think it's a very good thing to do. And when they come across naturally at their public service salary.
Labor's Brendan O'Connor says the Prime Minister has just tried to be what he calls sneaky about granting wage increases to already well-remunerated personal staff.
This is a Prime Minister who clearly wants to provide massive tax cuts to the multinational companies and the big banks. He wants to provide tax cuts to millionaires. A Prime Minister that's totally out of touch with what's going on.
Samantha Beniac-Brooks, SBS News.